in the love of the Lord, in the grace of Jesus Christ, and in the power of being good seed. Good morning. Welcome to the Black Rock Church of the Brethren. So good to have you on this very warm, sunny Sunday. What a blessing it is to be able to gather in these times.
This congregation grow, as in faith and love we go to seek the Master's will. Pew by pew and row by row, come the young and old to know God's love of the high and low, and His plan for me and you. Fair souls and preach the truth, heal the sick, lift up the youth, show how God's word is the proof to a people seeking grace. Sisters, brothers, mothers, son, fathers, daughters, we're the ones for whom God victory's been won. On the cross He took our place. Lift your voices in sweet song, let your prayers be clear and strong. Let your prayers be clear and strong, do His will and right the wrong, place our faith in Him alone. By light of stars and moon and sun, give praise to God the three in one. So when this life on earth is done, we will kneel before His throne. Pew and row by row, help this congregation grow, as in faith and love we go to seek the Master's will. Pew by pew and row by row, come the young and old to know God's love of the high and low, and His plan for me and you.
Thank you, Mike. Just a beautiful reminder of how we must grow in so many ways as seeds of the kingdom. Our scripture today is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, the 13th chapter, the first 9 verses. Our next 2 sermons will be in this chapter. Listen to the word of the Lord. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around Him that He got to a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. This was happening. Then He told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil, and sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no roots. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. And still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 160 or 30 times what was sown. Then He said, Jesus did, whoever has ears, let them hear. May God add blessing and meaning to the reading of His holy word. And we ask for blessing, Lord, as we study and talk about Your word today. Seeds, seeds. Friends, as we think about what they are, I can't help recalling how biblical they are. I mean, seeds are where it all begins, right? You can't have physical creation without seeds. Of course, in the Garden of Eden, seeds were needed to sprout the tree of good and evil in Genesis and Revelation, for that matter. Obviously, God planted seeds for the first humans, Adam and Eve, to be in the world. The seed of the evil serpent was needed to create free will. And the best seed of all in the Garden of Eden, the seed of God's love, was ultimately there, and it bruised the serpent's head. And through that seed, we are by Christ and through him redeemed. It's this seed of promise God in this world we have. And the seed forms that hope and resurrection so humanity, all humanity, can find resurrection and life. Now, what is a seed, actually? The dictionary says this: fertilized maturity, embryos of a flowering plant, to sow a field, bulbs of growing new crops, a small fruit, pits of fruit, offspring, bird, sperm, a small crystal added to a solution, to sow or scatter something, to plant or place, sprinkles, to arrange players in a sports tournament. That's my favorite. The beginning idea for business, capital, or enterprise. My gosh, so many definitions for seeds, and I'll bet we could go on. But truth is, friends, you can't have a beginning of any kind without a seed of some kind. And of course, where do we hear of seeds most often? In farming. And that's the seed on which the parable of the sower focuses as Jesus attempts to meet the Galilean farmers where they are, to instill the need for God's word, the gospel, to be present in their lives and others' lives. And he gives an ordinary illustration of their day here in this series of parables as he's ministering, so they'll get it. Truth is, farming was not just hard work for the Galileans in those days, but a way of life. Families, the way of life, I might add. Families, large families were created, not just to help on the farm, but to continue the work of the farm so the culture could not only survive, but thrive. The seasons changed, of course, but the need for crops, for seeds to be planted, never died or went away. And while today farming around here, especially in York County, is so wonderful, I was just talking to a driver the other day and asked how the countryside looked, and they said, "Oh, Brandon, it looks very beautiful, well taken care of." But it was on a whole new level then, back then, for the Galileans. So friends, whether we're farmers or city folk, we all need the seeds of the farm described here by Jesus. And that's the seed of God's word. And Jesus describes four kinds of seeds for our consideration. We have the seed which falls on the path, and the birds just come and take it. We have the seed falling on rocky places with not much soil, and it springs up quickly, but then the sun withers the plant which had no roots. And of course it dies. We have the seed falling among thorns, which grows up and chokes the plants, not allowing them to grow. And then the fourth kind, the seed which falls on good soil, where it produces crop, 160 to 30 times over, the passage says, its original value. Why? Because its roots are continually well nourished in the soil. So as I think about this image for God's word and the spirit of life Jesus uses for humans, I wonder about the church and Christians today in our lives. Are we planting good seed or not? Are we planting good seed or not? Now, a couple things we have to keep in mind, in my estimation. There's not a recipe for planting seeds, except for one thing: do it. You can't have ideas. You can't have churches and programs or even love, mercy, justice, and kindness, growth of any kind, without seeds. You can't have the word of God spread over the world in all sorts of forms if it's not planted anywhere to begin with. And that starts right here in our hearts. So who are the seeds today? Who are the seeds today? Us. One way or another, when people are with us, we are a seed. We are a difference maker, a planter for that person by our attitude and our walk with others, with or without the Lord. So are we planting good seed or not? I never thought my brother's work would mean so much to him at the Vision Course Center in York. Oh, I knew he liked it, but you know, when he lost it for two months due to the coronavirus pandemic, I could tell he was crushed. His world was gone. He was left sitting at home. And worse, that social interaction he had with his fellow workers in the packaging line for the Library for the Blind's tapes to be sent out as Vision Corps does on a regular basis, well, it was not able to happen. It wasn't the money. It wasn't. He doesn't make very much. It was about so much more. His world was shattered. But when the yellow zone hit York County just after Memorial Day, they hired everyone back they had laid off. And when Ben came to visit me that week, that's all he could talk about. I have a job back. I can go to work, he said with a laugh and a smile. Ben's joy continually is a seed for me, friends, sprouting afresh, reminding me how I need to not lose heart and how much God is always doing, always working, always there on my behalf. And oh boy, I pray for those who can't work now still. I pray their seeds of this season will still bloom life, will sprout anew for you, friends, as God leads in some special way. So friends, another part of being a seed. We can only plant, but we've got to have the courage to plant and then trust others will receive it. It shouldn't stop us from planting our despair or discouragement. Trust that, as Jesus tells the disciples, if the seed is planted, if they see it, they will believe. If they hear, they will accept it, or at least listen. But not everyone, when you see or hear love, mercy, justice, and kindness, will change. Not everyone who receives the power of the Holy Spirit through our actions will suddenly have a rebirth and join the church and serve others. You know, when we have vacation Bible school, not every child is going to instantly know exactly what a follower of Jesus really means and do it. And likely many will even break away from the church for a time. In families, children may not always have great values as parents teach. And in this world, the difference between right and wrong can be easily, so easily misinterpreted. But here's the thing. Yes, those realities are at play. Yes, the church faces tough times, but there has to be a seed somewhere, right? We have to start somewhere. And that seed is us, dear friends. What an opportunity in this sometimes barren garden, this world, we have to plant, to be good seed, to have roots of love, mercy, justice, and kindness, to form a faith and a hope which will spread over the world, to shine light, to bond together across boundaries of any kind as the church, so our seed of Black Rock can grow and build one another up as we do the work of the kingdom of God. Are we planting good seed or not? I've often heard it said, we are the kingdom builders. But I like to think of it this way. We are kingdom planters. Kingdom planters. It all, one way or another, starts with us, pew by pew, as we just heard recently. Jesus has us here at such a time as this to further form and plant in a world starved for love. And most of all, it's our rooted responsibility to make sure Christ's peace and joy through the gospel reigns forever in that love. And as kingdom planters, as seeds of faith, God allows us the ability to humble hearts, harbor hope, offer optimism, infuse energy, lavish love, sincerely share, and continually care. In our daily farming, are we planting good seed or not, dear friends, as we grow together in the kingdom of God? I love what Gary Oliver, clinical director of Southwest Counseling Associates in Denver, Colorado, says, "If a farmer doesn't plant seeds, he will never harvest a crop. It doesn't matter how weed-free his garden or ground is. He must also plant and cultivate good seed." In the same way, friends, we can only reap a harvest of purity and integrity by planting the good seed of God and His Word into our lives, allowing the Holy Spirit to plant the truths of Scripture deep into our minds and hearts. I'm always amazed how some of you here at church have scriptures memorized and can recall verses in the blink of an eye. But it's not just memorizing, friends. It's living out the Word of God. That's what most matters. Being the seed which falls on good soil truly forms that reality. It's that Word in us which produces the kind of peace and harmony which honors and glorifies God and proclaims the gospel of Jesus. And if we plant it in ourselves through what we do, Jesus' gospel will grow 100, 60, 30 times more. And it will, in fact, not only by our actions be fruitful, but it will multiply as Genesis 1:28 describes. So do we have the courage not just to be kingdom builders, but kingdom planters? Not just putting ourselves out there one time and our ideas get lost, but continually planting, not thinking our ideas just can't happen or that they're not good enough or there's not a place for them or we don't think we'll be heard anyway, so why even share? Let's not be afraid somebody will just come take our ideas and swipe them up off the table like the birds taking the first kind of seed completely away. Let's not just plant ourselves on rocky, uncertain situations where our visions might grow for a bit, but it withers because we had no root. Let's not allow others in the world to choke off our sprouting joy for Jesus as thorns in the world continually threaten to destroy us. But let's be good seed, sprouting the love of Jesus. So once and for all, we can not only grow the kingdom of God, but everyone who is in fact a child of God, well, since the seed of Adam and Eve, has an opportunity to experience Jesus' grace and salvation anew in their hearts. So which are we, friends? Which kind of seed are we planting? Good seed or not? One way or another, it shows up by who we are, what we are, and what we do. So will you jump in? Start farming. Will you be a kingdom planter even in these difficult social distancing times? Very different times. Will you be a planter saying, "Yes, Lord, yes"? Because if you and I don't, who's going to? We're simply not growing the kingdom. We're tearing it down. One way or another, we are difference makers. We are farmers. We are Christians. What are we planting, good seed or not, in this world as we follow Jesus together? Now, as we draw toward our close, there's one other thing to keep in mind here. No seed is the same. No seed is the same. Take the church, for example. In the church, we have the idea people and the practical people. We have the artistic people and the essential people. Now, by essential, before everyone says, well, everyone's essential, I mean those that upkeep the building, those that kind of see the daily operations of things. We need seeds which grow in words. The church needs seeds of people in action. We need to be hearers and most of all listeners, all kinds of seeds. Let's grow the kingdom by being good seed planters ourselves. It's not always easy, but it is a blessing. We might not exactly have a recipe on how to plant. Let's just remember there's only one key: to do it, to start somewhere. Let's close reflecting on this word. The seed is the Word of God, which transcends eternity. The sower of the Word is Jesus during his earthly ministry. The different types of ground are the hearts of all humanity. The hard ground represents a hard heart, which has no flexibility. Spiritual truths may be heard, but the person does not believe, and the words are quickly forgotten to avoid future anxiety. The rocky ground is a good heart that is timid and cowardly. Spiritual truths, they do quickly and joyfully receive, but they quickly abandon them at the first threat of hostility. The thorny ground is a good heart crowded with responsibility. Routine daily cares and concerns are given the top priority, but the Word of God produces no fruit due to the lack of maturity. And then the good ground is a good heart that is managed carefully. Problems are dealt with, and time is set aside to read the Word and study. And the Word of God is shared with others at every opportunity. What type of ground does your heart resemble most closely? Will we, friends, be seed sowers, kingdom planters in this world one way or another? We will, but which one will we be? So what are we planting, good seed or not? Jesus has given us what we need, the Word of God. The seed packet is in our hands. What will we do with it? To God be the glory. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, the seed is in our hands, your word. Our actions are not always, they're not always planted on good ground. We ask for your blessing and guidance as we seek your face, as we assist you in the ultimate farming. Help us fertilize the field of this world, Lord. There is much work to do. May we not allow our seed to be taken up by the birds or put on just rocky situations where there's no chance for success, or allow the thorns of this world to choke off our work. But let's be good seed, Lord. Please help us to do that. To everyone in everything, we need your guidance. We confess our sins and weaknesses, but Lord, we pray and praise you for your presence in our hearts and in others' hearts we're around. May we be kingdom planters, not just kingdom builders. And we need your hand at work to plow the fields so we can farm in a good way. Lord, we are salt for your earth, and we take that seriously. In Jesus' name, we give thanks and praise. Amen. Close, Lugini. Have a wonderful week, BlackRock.